It's the 28th of February. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The Philharmonia Orchestra, based at the Bedford Corn Exchange since the mid-90s, will be surprising patrons and shoppers around Bedford with spontaneous pop-up mini-concerts. The free performances will take place during the first two weekends in March at unexpected venues, including barbershops, libraries, shopping centres and gyms. The Philharmonia in the Wild Classical Music Tour will begin on the 1st of March at the Harper Centre, culminating on the 9th at St Paul's Church. A paid presentation of Symphony No. 5 by Beethoven will take place at the Corn Exchange on the 12th of March. For event times, consult Philharmonia on social media. Around 400 workers at Bedford Hospital and Luton and Dunstable Hospital will be involved in a 48-hour staff walkout over job regrading and wage disputes with the management. Employees, represented by the Unison Union, voted 99% in favour of strike action, which will commence at 7:30 a.m. on the 11th of March. Hucklesby Way, which leads into the Luton train station car park, was closed to traffic last Monday due to unsecured cladding material on the building's exterior. According to a spokesperson for Luton Borough Council, a building control team representative will be discussing the situation with a structural engineer from Network Rail later today. A Network Rail spokesperson said, "We want to reassure passengers that we believe the wider car park structure is unaffected and we are working to reopen the road as quickly and safely as possible." Businessman and TV personality Theo Perfitis from the BBC TV show Dragon's Den presented Kensworth's Melanie Llewellyn with her business ML consultancy with a small business award. Melanie said, "My advice to young people who want to run their own business is, above all, don't give up." That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.